Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we're diving into a slew of captivating stories from the crypto world. We'll explore Trivago's new partnership with Travala, the aftermath of the WazirX hack, Bitcoin's hash rate reaching new heights, and Anthony Scaramucci's predictions on US crypto regulations. We'll also discuss the curious case of Galaxy and BitGo's partnership amid a legal spat, the bullish signals for XRP, and Kraken's strategic move into the EU derivatives market. Additionally, we'll touch on Howard Lutnick's softened stance on Tether, Aave's impressive handling of liquidations, Ethereum's gas limit increase, and the rollercoaster ride of XRP and Dogecoin amidst tariff tensions. Lastly, we'll cover the intriguing developments at crypto.com and the rising importance of AI in the digital economy. Our first story takes us to the intersection of travel and crypto. Trivago has teamed up with Travala, integrating over 2 million hotel properties that can now be booked using cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. This move not only broadens crypto's usability in the travel sector, but also puts Travala in the spotlight, especially as it eyes potential acquisition deals, despite a recent dip in its token value. This partnership echoes Travala's previous collaborations with giants like Skyscanner and Kayak, further cementing its foothold in the travel industry. Switching gears, let's talk about WazirX, the Indian crypto exchange that lost $230 million to the notorious Lazarus Group. In a bold move, WazirX has proposed a restructuring plan to its creditors, offering them a quicker payout by April 2025, or facing a long wait until 2030 if the plan fails. This decision comes amid intense scrutiny and highlights the ongoing challenges in managing crypto assets post-hack. Now, onto a record-smashing update from the Bitcoin network. The Bitcoin hash rate has surged to an all-time high of 833 exahashes per second, defying expectations and showcasing robust network security. This increase is partly due to strategic institutional investments in mining infrastructure, although it raises questions about the long-term economic sustainability of mining, given the current low transaction fees. In regulatory news, Anthony Scaramucci has stirred the pot by predicting that the US might see favorable crypto regulations by November. Despite his critique of Trump's meme coin for potentially tarnishing the industry's image, Scaramucci remains optimistic about the regulatory landscape, which could have significant implications for the market. Amidst legal tensions, Galaxy Digital and BitGo have decided that teamwork might just be the dream work, as they join forces to offer enhanced crypto staking services. This collaboration is particularly interesting, considering they're currently embroiled in a $100 million lawsuit. It's a bit like watching Pac-Man decide to team up with the ghosts, turning adversaries into allies in a strategic play. Speaking of strategic plays, Kraken has secured a license to offer crypto derivatives across the EU, a significant step in its expansion efforts. This move positions Kraken alongside other key players in the European market and highlights the growing acceptance of crypto products in mainstream financial services. In a somewhat less optimistic tone, Howard Lutnick from Cantor Fitzgerald has backpedaled on his previous assurances about Tether's stability during a Senate hearing. While he confirmed Cantor's investment in Tether's parent company, he emphasized the lack of continuous oversight, which could spell more uncertainty for Tether's future. On a brighter note, Aave has showcased its resilience by managing $210 million in liquidations without accruing additional bad debt. This performance is a testament to Aave's robust risk management systems and could provide a blueprint for other DeFi platforms aiming to stabilize during market turbulence. Ethereum has also made headlines by increasing its gas limit for the first time since 2021, which should improve transaction efficiency and could enhance its appeal to investors. This adjustment reflects ongoing efforts to optimize the Ethereum network to handle more transactions and complex operations smoothly. Lastly, in the whimsical world of meme coins, XRP and Dogecoin experienced a dramatic surge and dip, riding the volatile waves of market sentiment influenced by international trade tensions. This rollercoaster was reminiscent of the chaos stirred by Bowser in the Mushroom Kingdom, yet another twist in the ever-evolving cryptosphere. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.